There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be speaking lacrosse. I have members of the boys lacrosse team in studio. We're going to hear about their season up to this point, the crazy beginning of the season with the crappy weather that Minnesota provided for all the spring sports teams, and what they hope to accomplish and what they're pursuing here as we progress through the rest of the season. And then, of course, we'll also do a recap of how some other Raider sports did this week in Raiderland as well. So I'm very excited for you to join us. I want to thank my sponsor, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, for sponsoring Raider App all season long. All right, let's get right down to it. I have got Dawson Foster, Logan Bornick, Dan Nelson, and Coach Gunnar Olson down live in studio. I'm going to bring them on today and say good morning, guys.
Morning, Dusty.
Coach Olson, let's go ahead and start with you. Just a brief recap of how the boys lacrosse team is doing so far this season.
So far, a couple of ups and downs. We started a little slower than we thought. We're a very young team. These guys have done a really good job leading them so far, but you know, we have 4 eighth graders who've played in varsity games already this year, so it's very different after losing 14 seniors last year. So you know, it's almost starting from scratch, but these guys are building a nice culture. We started with 3 straight losses, 2 straight wins, and we're back on the losing streak, but we've been playing some pretty good lacrosse as of late, with possibly the exception of last night, I would say.
I asked the guys off the air, should we go there? And they're like, eh, maybe not. So we'll just stay that we'll just stay away from that game last night. All right, let's go ahead and bring on the boys here, Dawson, Logan, and Dan. Dawson, we'll start with you. Right. So obviously, being a junior this year, I mean, is this really your first real varsity experience, losing 14 seniors? I mean, that's got to open a lot of doors for people. And just talk about, you know, your ride that you've had this season.
I think it's a good experience.
And Dawson, I'll have you put that microphone right in front. There you go. Yep.
I think it's a good experience for all of us as juniors to be captains and have another year next year to be a captain also. And
What did you get involved in lacrosse? Why did you want to join the sport?
I started in second grade.
Okay.
And we were watching my cousin play.
Okay.
And we decided to join.
And you get it done. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great sport. I wish lacrosse was there when I was going to school. I had to play baseball and I rode the bench. I didn't have lacrosse to pick from. All right. Let's bring it over to Logan here. Logan, let's go ahead and get your thoughts on the season up to this point.
I think definitely the slow start was pretty evident. But I think as the season has progressed, actually, with a little bit of ups and downs, a little bit of a roller coaster, but I definitely think that we've played better as the season went on. And the lacrosse right now, we're kind of, I wouldn't say we're hitting our peak because I think we can do a lot more, but we're definitely reaching it. So,
all right. Dan, losing 14 seniors, that's really got to change the makeup of the team. What would you say the makeup of the team is, and where were some of the strengths that you guys have on the team this season?
Well, you know, losing 14 seniors is always tough, but we've had the ability to have a returning captain, Brandon, and some really, really great captains from the years before that. So we've been able to, you know, maintain that leadership. And moving into this season, we understood that we were going to have a young, fresh team, and it wasn't going to be easy. We were going to face controversy because other teams in the Big Nine knew we lost, you know, 14 seniors, mm-hmm. and we'd been controlling the Big Nine for you know, 3 years now, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about the 6-5 Otana game. And we showed up to that game with big hopes.
Yeah.
And they, in essence, they kind of slept on us in the first half. They put up 6, and then we shut them off. We shut them out in the second half and came back. And that was just a really cool, cool way to showcase the talent on our team. And we're not just a bunch of young kids running around. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing. We can come back this season.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Gunnar, let's talk about that. Is there a difference in coaching style or coaching philosophy? Or do you, I mean, maybe rephrase it to where when you saw the guys that you had coming back, losing all of those seniors and then having sort of this fresh team, as Dan said, did you switch up the style of play that Northfield does? Or are you still using a system of some kind and these kids are able to do it?
Yeah, I think we made a lot of changes going into this year. Just knowing that we had different personnel, we went back, kind of went back to the basics, especially with a lot of the young guys. You know, there's some things where we had these guys as leaders and all those seniors last year, and there were some things at the beginning of the year you don't have to teach necessarily, and then I think maybe right at the beginning we took some of those things for granted. Mm-hmm. So we went back and really reviewed some of the fundamentals, you know, the throwing and catching, the rules of lacrosse even for some guys, as we do every year. We had some guys who've never played before come to us. We get that all the time. So we definitely had to kind of refocus our coaching style. We added a coach, a really successful coach in Jeff Wright, who was the coach at Lakeville North for a number of years, and okay. he took them to a bunch of state tournaments in a row. So he's got a track record of success. So we kind of brought him in, and he's running our offense for us. And so he's got a lot of new, fresh ideas. So we kind of threw a lot of new things at these guys this year as well, and figured it was a good time to do so because mm-hmm. we're so young and
Absolutely.
Fresh. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Back to the players here, Dawson. What would you say is the one aspect of your game that you wanted to improve upon the most coming into the season?
I think. Well, they moved me from midi before mm-hmm. to attack.
Okay.
So I'm an attackman kind of now. I kind of switch off. But just learning how to dodge around and get to the crease and score or look to my teammates for passes.
Okay. Avoid those shoulder shrugs yeah. that they have, right? You don't want any of that. All right. Logan, go ahead and same thing. What aspect of your game did you want to improve upon as you came into the season here?
Definitely one thing I wanted to work on this year was to be more physical. I'm kind of a smaller size on me, so I wanted to, you know, shake things up a little bit this year and kind of be the enforcer. So
how's that been going?
I've been trying really hard.
All right, sounds good. Dan, same thing. Aspect of your game you wanted to improve upon this year?
Well, over the summer I grew like 4 inches, so I was gonna try to just kind of be a big physical and dominating threat on defense and work on my stick skills over the summer. And I thought I really developed my left hand, but I want to just, you know, be more physical, like Logan said.
All right. Be more physical. All right. Gunner, is that a big part of the game of lacrosse, is the physicality that you need to be able to go from one side of the field to the other? I mean...
Yeah, it's huge. It's, you know, a game where, you know, it's one of the more physical games that they'll let high schoolers play. You know, I think it's... You get some of those really big hits like you'll see on a football field or on the ice rink. But then there's also the aspect of the stick swinging. You can kind of, you know, check freely with the stick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of thing hurts a lot, too. So that's all part of it. And I always tell guys it's kind of the ultimate test of anger management. When you have someone slapping you with a stick over and over again, it's who's going to keep their mind right and continue to play. So it always helps when you're a physical team, especially on defense. I think we've been pretty physical this year, which has been good. And in past years, we've done that pretty well, too. In the Big Nine down here in southern Minnesota, it's a pretty physical conference.
Sure.
It's a little bit maybe less skilled and a little more physical.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we got to be able to hit with those kinds of teams like the Owatonnas and, mm-hmm. You know, like the Rochester schools. So it's definitely a huge part of the game.
I want to ask about the style of play that you've employed with the talent you have on the team this year. But are you an offensive-minded team, defense, and wait for your chances? What style do you play?
I think a lot of our strengths are in the defense. These two being captains are really strong defensive players. Our goaltender, Christoph Tisdale, is really phenomenal, and he's really hitting his stride right now. And he's kind of growing into a leader on the team as well. So I think a lot of our strengths are in the defense, but we still have a lot of, offensive weapons. Dawson is one of them. His older brother, Brandon, who's the other captain, they're both, you know, really highly skilled offensive players. So I guess it is a little more opportunistic on mm-hmm. the offensive end. If we can make big stops and take our time on offense, we have guys who can get to the goal and score. So I think that's something that we can do when we get our opportunities.
Sounds good. Guys, this was a crazy spring, especially a crazy April for lacrosse. Not a lot of opportunities to get outside, and you guys have the Dundas Dome, but I just want to get, I'll just go down the line here, Dawson, Logan, and Dan. Dan, we'll start with you, and just talk about, you know, how mentally strong you guys had to be, knowing that every time you woke up, there was, you know, especially back in April, there's 2 inches of snow on the ground in April. I mean, how did you guys stay mentally tough and still continue to prepare for the season with that crappy weather that April brought for the season?
Well, we've used the dome, and that's a huge advantage for us to have that space. And it's tough having a bunch of other teams or a bunch of other sports trying to get that time too. Mm-hmm. So we've had to go with like a third of the field there and half and such, and some morning practices. And, you know, halfway through the season, we got to a point where we had more games than practices. Mm-hmm. And that's a really tough place to be in. But I just want to stress that Dome is just such a great way to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Logan, same question to you. Your thoughts on the weather this season and how to stay mentally tough because you couldn't get outside for those first few weeks.
Yeah, it was definitely a downer at the beginning of the season. But, yeah, the Dome was a huge part in us being able to actually, you know, still be able to play because being inside a gym is not as, you know, it's not as productive most of the time as, you know, actually having the field to run on and try to, you know, imagine actually playing the game on the field. So being able to stay, you know, mentally strong and that, I mean, eventually things will get better outside and we'll be able to play, it was definitely tough. But I think just the goals that we had in mind were, they just helped us keep strong in that and that just have us like keep hope that we'll be able to accomplish them eventually.
Okay. Sounds good. Dawson, it's got to make you feel good hearing that the Dome is awesome and the Dome is, you know, I got to make your parents feel pretty good about that. No.
Yeah.
But no, it's a great amenity to have here in Northfield. And when you have a junky spring like we had, provides a lot of opportunities for those teams. So, no, absolutely well worth it to have it in this area. But, Dawson, same question to you of the mental staying mentally tough, knowing that you guys couldn't get outside, you know, for the first few weeks of the season.
Yeah, I think Dan and Logan hit a lot of the points, but it's just the Dome helped a lot. We had practices before school some days, and after well, no, those days we didn't have practice after school, but some of the days we had to share practices with baseball, but it all worked out fine. So
talk about those morning practices. That's got to make you guys a little mentally strong, knowing you have to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning to go to practice.
Oh, I mean, it was like
5:30. It was like 5:30. I'm sorry. I mean, Gunner, you're a tyrant, man. Jeez, no, making these kids get up. No, that's all right. Get up early. Get your day going, right? I bet you felt great going to school. Get a little exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Shower up afterwards. You're ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
5:30 in the morning. Oh, my God. I don't miss those days. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the competition you guys have brought up, the Big Nine here. And Dawson, we'll start with you. And, you know, what would you say is the teams, or maybe this can be a personal thing, you know, rivalry? It's a team that you kind of circle on the calendar that you get excited to play against.
I think Owatonna is one of our main rivals because in the past years we kind of go back and forth with winning. Last year we beat them once, and then they beat us, and then we beat them. And it's always been a challenge playing them, and it's a fun time playing them.
So Owatonna for Dawson. Dan, same question. Your rival. What would you say is a rival here?
I'm gonna go ahead with Dawson and say Owatonna. Mm-hmm. Not just for the, you know, the back and forth action, but just they play a more psychological game too, and that's something that we really struggle with, it seems.
Psychological, as far as kind of like needling you guys a little bit to kind of get you out of your
and
out of your
just
groove.
The bench and the players all mm-hmm. seem to just kind of have a chippy attitude, mm-hmm. and that's kind of hard to cope with.
Yeah. They're jerks in Owatonna. I get it. I do. I've seen enough games in my time here, and you know, we didn't have to play them because back when I was the Minnesota Conference, we rarely ran into Owatonna. But I really like the fact that I talked to all of the sports. And it seems like Owatonna and Northfield are really, like, it's funny how we kind of bypass Faribault and go right to Owatonna if you're going down the road there. I guess, Logan, I'll ask you the same question, but I'm sure I'm going to get the same answer. Here you go. What's your rivalry?
We just do not like Owatonna.
Fair enough. Gunner, can you go ahead and break down the Big Nine a little bit? Obviously, you guys are sort of in a you have the talent and the skill, but you know, a little bit of inexperience, and it's going to take, you know, I think next year you guys, with giving these guys a lot of experience, it's going to be a little bit better. But just talk about the Big Nine and some teams that are really looking good in the Big Nine right now.
Yeah, so it's still a small conference right now with, you know, it's us and Owatonna, three Rochester schools with John Marshall and Lord's co-oping there.
Okay.
And then a Mankato co-op with all of their schools. So, and I think a lot of the programs are in a similar place right now. I think the last 2 years we were kind of the class of the conference. Yep. We were the team to beat for a while. And then, you know, this year I think it's probably Owatonna. But I think a lot of the rest of us, Mayo, Century, us, Mankato, and JM Lords, we're all in a little bit of a similar place where we're trying to find some identity again. So you can see it reflected in the results that are coming across from the conference. They're kind of all over the place. So it's hard to kind of get a read on who's playing well in the conference right now or how it's all going to shake out. And because of the early weather, there are a lot of games left. I was looking at the schedules today just from our section. And, you know, there are some teams. I mean, Owatonna has 3 games left, and I think Century has like 6 or 7 games left. So it's just kind of all over the board. People are trying to get their games in and everything. So it's hard to kind of figure out where we stand, and we still have the 3 games left in the conference and then the 1 non-conference against Apple Valley. So,
All right. So, guys, let's go ahead and wrap up the interview here. Logan, we'll start with you. As you know, what were some of the goals and expectations that you guys had coming into the season?
Coming into the season, we definitely wanted to, first of all, defend our home turf. Memorial is very important to us. And also, we wanted to defend our Big Nine title. And then lastly, try to make a deep run in the playoffs in the postseason. So we're doing okay on those goals. Hopefully that last one's the most important, I think. Yeah. So hopefully we can capitalize on that one, but yeah.
Well, there's something to be said, and I've done this for a lot of years, guys, something to be said about kind of trial by fire, you know, just kind of going in there and being like, you know, kind of a new makeup of the team with losing all of those players. You guys, you know, the best thing to do is just go play a game and just, you know, try to figure it out throughout the season. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, trying to go ahead and you know, realistically looking at the game and looking at how you guys play and looking at your teammates. I mean, yeah, I think you guys are on the right path for sure. Dan, I'm going to ask you this question here about, you know, we talked about what the goals and expectations sort of coming into the season here is. And where would you say this team could use some improvement upon as you guys wrap up the regular season? What area of the game do you think maybe you could, you know, see some improvement on or work on a little bit?
You know, as of right now, I would really like to see all of us just kind of go back to the fundamentals.
Okay.
And hit the wall. Just keep your sticks in your hands over the time when we're not practicing or not playing games. As we're just kind of, you know, still dropping passes, making silly errors that we shouldn't at this point.
Okay, sounds good. And then Dawson, as a final question to you is, you know, as we get some nice weather here and you guys really get to jumble up those games or whatever, do you find it better or worse to kind of have a lot of games and maybe not as much practices, time to work on some of the things that Dan just mentioned here? Or do you like the fact that it's game, and it's just, you know, we got to bring the game every day? How's that work out?
Well, I think we all like playing games, but it gets to the point where we're just getting so beat up that it makes practices a lot harder than they should be. And a lot of kids, it's hard to run.
You play four competitive games, and all of a sudden you got to throw a practice in there on your off day, especially at 5:30 in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, and then Gunnar, final question. You know, how about, you know, coming into this, and I sort of asked this, but I'll sort of re-ask it, is, you know, your coaches, your expectations that you have for this team, a new team for you guys this year, and your expectations for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the kind of team where I'm really hoping, and I think that we will peak at the right time.
Okay.
When we get towards the postseason, you know, we have these 4 games left. We get 3 practices next week, which it seems like we haven't been able to do that since April. But we get, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice, and then, you know, that's kind of it. So we have 4 games and 3 practices left, but we've got a lot to work on there, and then we've got, you know, another week of practice after that last game.
Sure.
So it'll be nice to you know, for lack of a better phrasing, get our hands on the guys again and really work through some, you know, technical things that we want to see and continue to let them develop their skills as well. So I think, you know, our goal has stayed the same, you know, even though the results haven't been where we'd like them to be yet. As long as we're playing our best lacrosse at that first playoff game, anything can happen in the playoffs, and it's just one game at a time. So
All right, sounds good. Well, guys, I thank you so much for coming in. Go ahead and enjoy this beautiful day we have, and good luck the rest of the season here. I recap your scores every week on Raider App, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys can achieve here as the season winds down a little bit. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Dustin.
That's Dawson Foster, Logan Bornick, Dan Nelson, and Coach Gunnar Olson. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more Raider App right after this.
Want to feel like yourself again? Illness, injury, or surgery can make it difficult to do daily activities. Our team of physical, occupational, and speech therapists helps you recover your strength or learn new skills to cope, allowing you to get back to the life you love. Rehabilitation services at Northfield Hospital and Clinics can help get you back on track. To make an appointment in Northfield, call 507-646-8800. For an appointment in Lakeville, it's 952-985-2020. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Tackle any project and tame any terrain. We design strength into every detail of the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors, so you can do just that. Extra tough fabricated and stamped decks, incredibly responsive handling, and breakthrough cutting-edge performance. The XT Enduro Series has set the standard as the strongest, most comfortable tractor out there, and they're all backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Test drive American-built strength today at Kenyon Ace Hardware, your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers in Kenyon.
95.1 The One.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to Raider App. Let's go ahead and get a brief recap of how some other Raider sports have done so far this week. Let's go ahead and start off with a little bit of softball. The postgame talk was simple for Northfield softball on Wednesday. Faribault had just sprinted to a 5-inning, 12-0 win in Northfield, and Northfield coach Ryan Peach's message was more about the future than what had just transpired. This is on Wednesday now. Peach says, "You don't have to play them again this year. They're not in our section, so we're done with Faribault. That's the good news. Just moving on." The Falcons, 11-1 overall, 9-0 in the Big 9 conference, played. There wasn't much for the Raiders to pick out of Wednesday's blowout. Faribault pitcher Michaela Ambruster hurled a complete game shutout while allowing only two hits and striking out 11 batters. Sophomore Emma Johnson doubled, and freshman Peyton Fox sped her way to a bunt single to total Northfield's offense. The Falcons, on the other hand, piled up 14 hits against Northfield junior Carolyn Pritchard and sophomore Ann Fossum, who relieved Pritchard in the circle to start the fifth inning. Okay, well, let's go ahead and move past Faribault. Sophomore Ann Fossum hurled the first pitch on Thursday for a strike. She also barreled up the final pitch of the evening into center for an RBI single to close out a 10-0 win in five innings against Albert Lee on Thursday. The win was the first of Fossum's varsity career. From coming off of yesterday, the Faribault game, it was really fun. The game plan was to throw strikes and make them earn it, and we did. When they hit it, we were there. On Wednesday, Fossum and the Raiders were run-ruled 12-0 by Faribault, as I just mentioned. Thursday, however, Northfield had the chance to deliver some punishments of its own against Albert Lee and pounced for seven runs in the first two innings. Fossum pitched a complete game and allowed only three singles while striking out six and walking two. Fossum makes a third Northfield pitcher to record a win this season, in addition to primary pitcher junior Carolyn Pritchard and freshman Peyton Fox, who notched her first varsity win after coming on in relief of last week's 14-11 win at Rochester Mayo. Northfield track and field. They win numerous events at the True Team Section Competition. The girls' track and field coach, Carl Wieselman, knew that his top two throwers would do well at Tuesday's True Team Section meet in Rochester, but Wieselman said there are typically myriad things that either go wrong or right in the section meet environment, so he wasn't quite sure what Emma Rattler and Emily Olson-Sola would end up. Turns out Rattler would take first in the discus, while Olson-Sola nabbed second, and the two flip-flopped to take first and second in the shot put to up the Northfield girls to a fourth-place finish with 811 points. Lakeville South claimed first. Lakeville North surged to second. Farmington took third. Wieselman says, "I thought we had a good meet. We had a number of people who improved a lot. As far as the team placement, we got about as high as we could." The boys' team, meanwhile, finished 10th, while Lakeville South took first, more than 100 points higher than second place Century. Ben Palmquist surged to first in the 110-meter hurdles, third in the 300 hurdles, and fourth in the high jump, while David Erke powered to the title in the 400. Track and field coach Tyler Balos says, "I think that was a great preview of what we'll see at individual sections. I think seeing that competition for the first time this season will really motivate us to push through until the end of the year in our workouts and motivate us heading into conference and section meets." Balos also praised the efforts of Nordfield's distance runners, particularly Kenyan Nystrom and Joe Neufeld, who both dropped more than 10 seconds in their events. That's a huge drop-off. For the girls' team, the Raiders had a number of standout performances beyond Rattler and Olsen Sola. Emma Hodop dashed to first in the 100 and third in the 200, while Carissa Ricks took second in the pole vault and Casey Mulkey grabbed fourth. For Ricks, it was the first time attempting the pole vault for a couple of weeks because of injury. The 1600 relay team of Elizabeth Atchison, Haley Mackenthune, Sophia Sparby, and Katie Brust also grabbed second. So there you go for the track and field. As I go ahead and just quick try to run through these here. Let's go to talk some boys tennis. They had a lot of games, a lot of matches this week. At the start of a week packed with five matches plus the Big Nine Conference Tournament today, boys tennis got off to a slow start with a 7-0 loss to Hastings in Northfield. This would have been on Monday. They were a good team, Marty Johnson, new Northfield coach, said. They were very efficient, I think, from what I saw. Northfield won just one set, courtesy of freshman Ryan Wheel, who ended up dropping a 10-point shortened third set at number three singles. Next up would be Tuesday's home triangular against Red Wing and Mankato West. Northfield cruised past Red Wing in that event to open 7-0 to open the triangular before narrowly falling 4-3 to Mankato West in the final match. In both contests, a single 8-game set was played at every position due to time constraints. The players played quite well and got their work done pretty quickly against Red Wing. Boys tennis coach Marty Johnson said, "It was an opportunity to get the feel of our strokes, the court and the lights and everything, and feel comfortable out there." Freshman Ryan Will came away with a pair of victories at three singles with an 8-0 sprint against Red Wing and a more methodical 8-5 triumph against Mankato West. Johnson says, "I think I'm going to nickname him the doctor," this of course of Ryan Will, "because he seems really surgical and really accurate and patient." So, next up for Northfield, it was Winona. After senior Jeremy Nelson and junior JT Krenzel combined to gut out a 6-4, 3-6, 6-3 win at number one doubles Thursday against Winona, the next text came from Northfield boys tennis coach Marty Johnson. "Sure, the duo played some good tennis, but could they handle Johnson's complicated and intricate handshake modeled after how New York Islanders used to celebrate? It took a couple tries, but they both got it down." Krenzel said, "It was pretty cool, but lots of steps in like 15 seconds. I wasn't prepared." That came after Northfield cinched up a 6-1 win against Winona in its final regular season match. Senior Tim Roback cruised to a 6-0, 6-1 win at one singles. Senior Griffin Rod claimed a 6-0, 6-4 victory at two singles. And freshman Ryan Will wrapped up the single scoring with a 6-1, 6-0 win at the number three position. In addition to Nelson's and Krenzel's victory, senior Brant Weber and sophomore Owen Halls battled to a 1-6, 6-2, 6-4 win at two doubles, and freshman Pascal Kogan and freshman Robbie Swenson worked to a 6-3, 6-3 victory at number three doubles. The next opportunity to bust it out will be Saturday. Today in Rochester, Northfield's competing at the Big Nine Conference Tournament. Good luck today, Northfield Raiders. Go and talk a little lacrosse here. The thought first creeped in Northfield girls lacrosse coach Dan DuPay's mind around halftime. Never in the five-year history of the program had the Raiders posted a shutout. Then, halfway through Monday's contest against Hastings in Northfield, goalie Linnea Thurnier and the Raiders defense still hadn't allowed a goal. "First half, they got nothing, and then I'm watching the clock, and I think it got down to 12 minutes left, and they finally scored their first goal," DuPay said. The shutout might have to wait, but Monday's 11-3 victory against Hastings stands out without that distinction. The three goals is still the fewest Northfield's allowed all year, and offensively, seven different Raiders scored. Dupay says, all the girls played good. That's awesome to see that, knowing that nobody's hogging the ball and they're a team. They're passing it and working on it. Signe Pearson led the way with 3 goals, while Sarah Will and Abby Boreen each scored twice. Now Northfield would have a couple of days off before its next contest coming on Friday, in which they played Owatonna. The final score might tell the story of a blow-up, but Northfield coach Dan Dupay says Friday's 11-1 loss at Owatonna was his team's best game of the year. Linnea Thurnier recorded 18 saves in net for the Raiders, while Northfield won half of the faceoffs contested Friday. Junior Allison Gates scored the lone goal for Northfield and notched 3 shots, while senior Emma Brezina tallied 5 shots and junior Abby Boreen peppered the Huskies with 5 shots. The loss now puts the Northfield Raiders at 2-6 overall, 1-5 in the Big Nine. All right, let's go ahead and talk a little boys golf. Against the Mankato East squad that features what Northfield coach Adam Danielson calls one of the best golfers in the state, the Raiders squeaked out a victory on Wednesday with a team score of 305 to edge the 307 from the Cougars. Mankato East's Carson Haley grabbed medalist honors with an even par 70, while Northfield 8th grader Nate Stevens led the Raiders with a 71. Senior Casey Parker supplied a 73. Freshman Hokan Rustad shot a 77. And Owen Bernsdorf rounded out Northfield scoring positions with an 84. Danielson says of the Mankato East player, he's one of the best golfers in the state, so it was neat to see Nate and Casey go up against one of the best. Danielson said the Raiders were helped to victory by Rustad 77, which featured 4 birdies. Junior Zach Frank and senior Jimmy Fisher played in the other varsity positions and provided solid rounds. And then the boys' golf team, they changed it up and they won in a Ryder Cup-style format. It helps to switch things up a bit, especially during a week in which the Northfield boys golf team is playing 5 rounds. So when Northfield traveled to play Owatonna on Thursday, the two teams used a little different format for its match. Instead of the usual, where the top 4 individual scores are added up, a Ryder Cup format was used. Teammates partnered up, and the first 6 holes were a scramble, followed by 6 holes of alternating shots, with the final 6 holes a more straightforward head-to-head match play. After it was all done, Northfield earned a 21-9 victory to go along with a number of rave reviews. Danielson says of the effort, my seniors, Casey Parker and Jimmy Fisher, the first thing they said was, you guys should keep doing this. That was great and a lot of fun. We'll definitely try to keep doing it. Parker and Fisher teamed up to earn a point in the scramble and alternate portions, while Parker won his head-to-head matchup. Junior Danny Gill and Hokan Rustad teamed up to win both their team points before both claiming head-to-head points, while the team of junior Zach Frank and sophomore Owen Bernsdorf did the same. That's pretty cool that they switched the things up and doing that Ryder Cup style. I really like that. Yeah, they really should try to maybe do that a little bit more. All right, and we'll wrap things up with baseball. Swept by Austin. I only have one result for baseball here, and it was last Saturday. I know they had games this week. Had a hard time finding some information on this, but I'll just replay last Saturday's game. Some days, like Saturday, it doesn't matter how hard you hit the ball. Trailing by a run in extra innings against Austin, Northfield laced a pair of pitches for what at first appeared to be at least singles, if not more, to potentially start a game-tying or game-winning rally. Instead, a shot to left field by junior Michael Imes that rattled against the fence in foul territory before he struck out, and senior Sam Motzko's liner went straight to Austin shortstop for the second out of the 8th inning. Senior Jasper Blundred then struck out, making for a 7-6 win for Austin in extra innings after the Packers took the first game of the doubleheader on last Saturday 3-1. Senior Carter Hodab says, I think we had a pretty shaky start. We're trying to turn it around, and in practice we have the mentality of we're really going to have to work hard to start winning these games. We're at the bottom of the conference, and today people really just wanted to do better. We ended up hitting the ball pretty hard. We worked a lot on our swings in practice, and I think that really showed up. And I think that's going to do it for Raider Wrap for today. I want to go ahead and thank my guests today, Dawson Foster, Logan Bornick, and Dan Nelson, also Coach Gunnar Olson from the boys lacrosse team, coming in and talking about their season. They're going to have a quick end of the season. They got to wrap it up, four practices, three games, all to have to be spanned here in the next week or so. So it's going to be a full long ride for the lacrosse team, but wish them the best of luck. It sounds like it's a team that's trying to find an identity, and you know, this is the time to do it. Get the point of this season where you start to figure things out, and once playoffs come, you know, anything can happen, so you just never know. But yeah, thanks to the boys lacrosse team for coming down on prom day of all things. They were still able to come on down and find time to do it, so really impressed with that. And I want to thank them, I want to thank my listeners, I want to thank all of you listening out there, and I also want to thank my sponsor, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, for sponsoring Raider Rap all season long. Gonna do it, have a great day.